Manu Patra alerts dated the 4th of February 2020. Delhi High Court has directed the constitution of a medical board to examine a minor rape victim, who is seeking permission to terminate her 24-week pregnancy. The court asked the medical superintendent of Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital to forthwith constitute the board to examine the condition of the 16-year-old girl and expeditiously submit the report on whether continuing the pregnancy will pose any risk to her health. Delhi High Court has granted more time to the centre and Delhi police to reply on a batch of petitions on the violence that unfolded in the Jamia Millia Islamia campus on the 15th of December, 2019 during protests against the Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019. Supreme Court has ordered the release of a man convicted in several cases of snatching at knife point by saving him from serving consecutive jail terms considering his poor background, ailing mother and signs of reform shown by him in jail. Supreme Court has upheld the Madras High Court order whereby it has ruled that a petitioner, being a victim, is mandatorily entitled to notice before acceptance of final report of the police and in case such a notice is not served, he has a right to file protest petition. Supreme Court has asked the centre, states and union territories to respond to a plea seeking action against authorities for failing to prevent children from falling into abandoned or open bore wells and dying across the country. Supreme Court has sought response from centre and all the state governments on a plea-seeking direction to strengthen and regulate blood banks and blood storage units across the country. The court has issued notices and also sought response from National Blood Transfusion Council, National AIDS Control Organization and Union Territories along with the centre and state governments. Karnataka High Court has observed while taking the state government to task that there was a need to rehabilitate or compensate migrant workers whose homes in Tuburahalli and Kundalahalli were demolished by a Bruhat Bengaluru Mahanagara Palike engineer last month. Delhi High Court has rejected a plea which alleged that members of parliament from the erstwhile state of Jammu and Kashmir were continuing to hold their seats illegally after the bifurcation of the state into union territories and sought to prevent them from entering parliament. Delhi High Court has observed that no restraint can be made on free communication during election while refusing to stop a person from circulating messages on social media against a candidate contesting the Delhi Assembly election. The court declined to pass an order to direct a newspaper and Google to take down alleged defamatory content relating to the candidate. Calcutta High Court has directed a bank to pay 1 lakh rupees to the widow of a customer as accidental death insurance after it had refused to pay up on the ground that the claim had been submitted over 90 days after the death. Delhi High Court has rejected as not maintainable a plea challenging a returning officer's order rejecting a complaint against the nomination of an Aam Aadmi Party candidate from Karol Bagh for allegedly concealing his educational qualification in poll affidavit for the upcoming assembly elections. The court said there cannot be a two-pronged attack to an election and that the law is clear that such challenge can only be made after declaration of poll result. Allahabad High Court has granted bail to former BJP minister Swami Chinmayanand in the case of alleged sexual exploitation of a law student of his college in Shahjahanpur district of Uttar Pradesh, among other offences. Mr. Chinmayanand is accused of misusing his authority to seduce or induce the student into having sexual intercourse with him.